professor, Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
Big news tonight, Bernie Sanders drawing crowds of 30,000, Donald Trump drawing crowds of 30,000. What in the world is going on? The mainstream candidates can't fill up little hotel lobbies or little hotel cafeterias almost. A long time ago, I said that this world is moving in opposite directions at the same time, and they are not contradictory, and that the most dangerous place to be is in the middle. In fact, the middle of the road where you get hit by both sets of oncoming traffic. And the middle of the road is for roadkill. We're seeing this played out in every arena, now in the political arena, but in every arena. And it's time the church comes to terms with this. I'm thinking of Gertrude Himmelfarb, who taught many years at City University of New York. And in her book published by Harvard University Press called The New History and the Old, which I cut my teeth on as a historian, she argues that ignoring the great men of any era and the great women, the great people, involves defaming also, and I'm quoting here, all the anonymous people who bought their books, listened to their speeches, and otherwise accorded them the title of greatness. So in ignoring this, she critiques this new history that kind of raised me, where you told history from the bottom up and you didn't spend any time with the extremes on either end, or you focus on the common people and the forgotten people. She calls it the most insidious kind of elitist history. Now, replace great men with either Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, either one, which I'm not saying is a correct or exact replacement, but for the media to mock either of them, either one of the extremes, to minimize their impact, to minimize their importance, to mock the Bernie Sanders phenomenon or the Donald Trump phenomenon, is to, and let me quote again, to defame all the little people who bought their books, watched their shows, in Donald Trump's case, stayed in his hotels, played his golf courses. Let me just focus on Trump a little bit here. Accorded him the title of not rich like Croesus, but rich like Trump. Because here's the bottom line here. When the poor dream, they don't dream to be middle class. They dream an extreme dream. They dream of, as my Appalachian ancestors put it, I've got a mansion just over the hill trough. They dream to be rich. And don't think the little people who are straining to make ends meet and pay basic bills while they see their money go to Washington to build gleaming new buildings, restore old ones, to spanking new status, and keep bureaucracies going, like the VA, while vets die from waiting and getting sicker after being cared for so poorly. Don't think that they don't find some glee in the "you're fired" guy going to Washington and saying "you're fired" to those bureaucrats, or they don't find some glee in Bernie Sanders saying "you're fired" to all those Wall Street bankers and aristocrats. So it's time we understood the world that we're in, and that world is one where, I repeat, opposite things are happening at the same time, and they are not contradictory. It is no longer a bell curve world, it's a well curve world. And we in the church have got to find a way to build a bridge and get over it, to connect the two extremes. So, I end as Napkin Scribbles. Sisters and brothers, let's build a bridge and get over it.